This has been a disastrous year for the relationship between the U.S. and Pakistan. So as we move into 2012, what will this relationship between what are supposed to be allies look like? The BBC's Ali Makbul reports from Pakistan.
Well, this very busy junction in the center of Lahore is where a turbulent year for Pakistan-American relations got off to a very bad start. It's where the CIA contractor Raymond Davis shot dead two Pakistanis, but then he was taken back to the U.S. instead of facing a criminal trial here. That caused outrage and sparked anti-American protests across Pakistan. The fury was directed not only at the U.S., but at the Pakistani government for what many saw as its subservient relationship with Washington. It was a sentiment that would only intensify with the drama that soon followed.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda.
It was with a sense of shock that Pakistan greeted the news that bin Laden had been found not in a remote area in the mountains, but in the Pakistani garrison town of Abbottabad, home to the country's foremost military academy. When the world heard he could have been living here for more than 5 years, many suspected Pakistani collusion. Simbel Khan helps the Pakistani establishment devise its foreign policy strategy.
I think that has had the most devastating impact on Pakistan's international standing, Pakistan's morale even, Pakistan's internal public morale also. So there's just no doubt about that. And this one incident of the OBL incident, somehow, sadly so, has kind of brushed aside the whole 10-year record of Pakistan fighting along the international community against Al-Qaeda.
Well, bin Laden's compound is still standing, and several months on, it's also still sealed off. But to this day, there are many here in Abbottabad who still don't believe he was ever there, and many Pakistanis as a whole who won't acknowledge that he was killed. In fact, much of the debate since the incident across this country has not been about bin Laden at all, but more how the Americans dared to carry out the raid they did without asking Pakistani permission. And anti-US feeling here went up another notch in September. There was a truck bombing in the Afghan capital, Kabul, followed a few days later by a prolonged attack on the US embassy there. The Haqqani wing of the Taliban said they were responsible. America's most senior military officer, a furious Admiral Mike Mullen, pointed the finger at Pakistan.
The Haqqani network, for one, acts as a veritable arm of Pakistan's Internal Services Intelligence Agency. With ISI support, Haqqani operatives planned and conducted that truck bomb attack, as well as the assault on our embassy.
And 2011 ended with another serious blow to relations as Pakistan mourned the death of 24 of its soldiers. They were killed in a NATO bombing raid on a border post called Salalah, and it's led to Pakistan closing supply routes to coalition forces in Afghanistan. Political analyst Pervez Hoodboy has a pessimistic outlook on where this will all lead in 2012.
I think that relations between Pakistan and the United States have deteriorated to the point where I think a break is not too far away.
So what about the old cliche that both sides need each other too much for the alliance to break down? There are plenty in Washington calling for a rethink, and Pervez Hoodboy feels Pakistan's top brass is also being forced to reassess the relationship.
They do realize that, for one, all their military equipment, or the most advanced equipment, comes from the U.S. But there is a pressure within the ranks. They see that with the Pakistan army humiliated at the time of OBL, humiliated at the time of Raymond Davis, they know that if they don't stand up to the Americans, then they'll be out.
And in a year where they've often looked more like enemies than friends, the anti-American demonstrations in Pakistan are only getting bigger and the voices calling for a split louder.
That report from the BBC's Ali Makbul in Pakistan.